for setting the scene. Dear ladies and gentlemen, Your Excellencies, UNEC Secretariat, colleagues, experts. It's my pleasure to report on the achievements of the Group of Experts on Renewable Energy during the past year. Our collective work has been essential in advancing renewable energy adoption across the ECE region and fostering cooperation for sustainable energy solutions. Eva, if you can put on your slide. Yeah, thank you. Our first area of focus has been tracking progress in the uptake of renewable energy. A key part of our efforts has been the improvement of renewable energy data quality. Reliable and transparent data is the foundation for making informed decisions, identifying gaps, and evaluating the effectiveness of renewable energy policies. Through our partnership with REN21, we have built a strong platform for data collection and sharing across member countries. This collaboration has allowed us to provide more accurate and up-to-date information on renewable energy deployment and policy landscapes shaping these efforts. The scope of data collections has grown significantly. In 2022, 260 experts from 17 countries contributed to the REN21 report, reflecting a growing culture of data reliability in the UNECE region. This commitment is essential for ensuring that we have the information needed to guide renewable energy efforts across the region. New report we plan to commit to commission in the upcoming 2025-2026 year. And here I need to say that the last three REN21 reports were supported by German government, and we believe that we will be able to raise funds for next REN21 report. Another key focus has been the exchange of experience and best practices. This exchange are crucial for accelerating renewable energy uptake. By sharing insights and lessons learned, countries can replicate successful strategies and avoid common challenges. Our multi-stakeholder dialogue brings together governments, the private sector, civil society, and international organizations. This collaboration allows us to build partnership and address the barriers to renewable energy development. This year, we had renewable energy hard talks. One of them was in Turkmenistan in February 2024, and one of the hard talks was in Georgia in November 2023, which was dedicated to energy in transport, to renewable energy in transport and e-mobility. And this, in fact, responded to country-specific needs. In Georgia, we conducted a study dedicated to the establishment of the Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Agency. This study provided guidance on institutional frameworks and building local capacity for renewable energy and energy efficiency deployment. As part of this force, a capacity building seminar was also held in Georgia in June 2024. It explored the steps needed to create the Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Agency, ensuring that the necessary institutional and policy support for renewable energy is in place. Looking ahead, I would like to highlight the upcoming International Forum on Energy for Sustainable Development in Bangkok in December 10, 2024. This forum will serve as a global platform for discussing the role of energy efficiency and renewable energy agencies at the global level, providing available opportunities for sharing best practices and scaling up renewable energy worldwide. Finally, we recognize that achieving significant progress in renewable energy adoption requires cross-cutting cooperation. The integration of renewables into resilient energy systems is closely linked with distributed power generation, hydrogen, e-mobility, energy efficiency, electric systems, and digitalization. Through collaboration across these areas, we can create more resilient and sustainable energy systems. If I may ask, next slide. Now let me focus on the key areas of work and areas that we will continue to work on in the future. First, it's institutional and normative improvements. We will continue to strengthen multi-stakeholder dialogues among countries, ensuring inclusive platforms for policy discussions on renewable energy. This will facilitate the identification of challenges needed and opportunities in renewable energy development. A key priority for the upcoming year will be harmonizing existing biofuel standards across countries, which will help facilitate cross-border trade, innovation, sustainability, and clear definition of land use, which is really important. Additionally, we aim to work towards the development of shared technical, environmental, and safety standards for renewable energy technologies to ensure compatibility and scalability across regions. In response to country requests and if funds will be available, JERI under UNEC will provide support to enhance institutional frameworks and promote regulatory reforms that are conducive to renewable energy growth. Second, it's scaling renewable energy for sustainable development and climate change mitigation. Moving forward, we will emphasize the role of renewable energy as a driver for climate change mitigation within the EC region, while contributing to global initiatives such as Climate Paris Agreement, COP process, and of course, SDGs, in particular SDG 7 on clean, affordable energy for all. Then it's leveraging the JERI impact. We will continue to facilitate the exchange of knowledge and best practices, fostering collaboration among countries to meet national and regional renewable energy targets. Third is advancing a just transition for resilient energy systems. As we advance renewable energy, we must ensure that it's a part of just transition. This means considering the social impact of transforming from fossil fuels, especially in communities dependent on traditional energy industries, towards an increase of renewable energy. JERI will support the development of policies that foster workforce reskilling and create new employment opportunities in the renewable energy sector. We will also emphasize the importance of the equitable access to energy to ensure that population are not left behind during the energy transition. And ensuring that the transition is inclusive and fair will be a priority, with renewable energy playing a central role in addressing energy poverty, promoting social equity, and reaching energy security. And the last but not least is promoting an integrated and holistic approach. JERI will continue to promote the integrated management of natural resources through the water energy food ecosystem nexus. Renewable energy is central to balancing the competing demands of water, food, and ecosystems, and we will work to advance policies and projects that take this.
Slower for the interpreter.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, interpreters. I will go slower. Renewable energy is central to balancing the competing demands on water, food, and ecosystems, and we will work to advance policies and projects that take the interconnected into account. And of course, as was mentioned during last and previous days, gender balance is one of the issue of focus of our work. By adopting the holistic approach, we aim to create energy systems that are not only resilient, but also sustainable, aligning with broader environmental and social objectives. In conclusion, as we move forward in the next year of our work, JERI remains committed to scaling renewable energy adoption across the EC region. Through collaboration, knowledge exchange, and targeted support, we will ensure that renewable energy contributes to a sustainable, resilient, and just energy future with just transition. Thank you for your attention.